Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am VC Pramod. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold talks with President of Chile, Gabriel Boric Font, in New Delhi today. President Draupadi Murmu to attend closing ceremony of RBI's 90th anniversary celebrations in Mumbai. Liquor ban in 19 religious cities and some gram panchayats in Madhya Pradesh comes into force today. India hands over another consignment of 50 tons of relief material to Myanmar under Operation Brahma. IMD forecasts above normal maximum temperatures in most parts of the country during April to June this year, and Rajgir in Bihar to host Asia Cup Hockey 2025 in August this year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with President of Chile, Gabriel Boric Font, in New Delhi today. The visiting dignitary will also meet with President Draupadi Murmu, who will host a banquet in his honour. President of Chile is on a five-day visit to India from today. He is accompanied by a high-level delegation, including ministers, members of parliament, business associations and prominent Chileans involved in the India-Chile Cultural Connect. This is Mr. Boric's first visit to India as president. He will also visit Agra, Mumbai and Bengaluru before returning to Chile on the 5th of April. In Mumbai and Bengaluru, he will meet the political leadership, business and industry representatives, startups, innovators and tech leaders. More from our correspondent.
The visit of President of Chile will provide an opportunity to both the countries to undertake a comprehensive review of bilateral ties as well as to discuss regional and international issues of mutual interest. Chile is an important partner for India in the Latin American region. The two countries have commonality of views on several international issues including UNSC reforms, climate change, renewable energy and terrorism. The bilateral trade between India and Chile was $2.6 billion in 2024. Indian investment in Chile amounts to about $620 million. Engineering goods, pharmaceuticals, automobiles, chemicals and textiles are top export items from India to Chile. India is the third largest exporter of drugs and pharmaceuticals to Chile. With Anand Kumar, Akshit Vaidyan, Akashwani News, Delhi.
President Draupadi Murmu will attend the closing ceremony of the 90th anniversary celebrations of the Reserve Bank of India in Mumbai today. More from our correspondent.
President Draupadi Murmu reached Mumbai yesterday evening and was welcomed by Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan and Deputy Chief Minister Eknath Shinde. Many other higher rank officers were present at airport to welcome her. She is a chief guest today at closing ceremony of the commemoration of the 19th year of RBI. Union Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya, Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadanvis and other dignitaries will be present at the occasion. RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra will deliver the welcome speech. Bhavna, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
The Unified Pension Scheme, UPS, for central government employees will come into with effect today. The UPS has been introduced by the central government as an option under the National Pension Scheme. The Pension Fund Regulatory and Development Authority, PFRDA, has recently notified regulations for operationalization of the UPS. The regulations pertain to three groups of central government employees. The first category includes an existing central government employee in service as on 1st of April 2025, who is covered under NPS, while the second category includes new recruits in the central government services who join service on or after the first day of April 2025. The third category includes a central government employee who were part of the NPS and retired on or before 31st of this month, whether through regular retirement and voluntary retirement are eligible for UPS. Our correspondent reports that about 23 lakh central government employees will be benefited from the scheme.
The UPS is open to government employees who have joined the service on or after 1st of January 2004, as well as those who will be joining in the future with the option of switching from NPS to UPS. To enroll for the new pension framework for central government employees, the eligible employees can submit their enrollment and claim forms online through the Protean CRA portal from 1st of April. The scheme ensures 50% of pension of the average basic pay drawn over the last 12 months prior to superannuation for a minimum qualifying service of 25 years. In case of the demise of the employee, the family will receive 60% of the pension. Under the UPS scheme, a minimum pension of 10,000 rupees per month is also assured on superannuation after a minimum 10 years of service. With Dipendra, Anand Kumar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In Madhya Pradesh, a ban on liquor in 19 religious cities and areas under select Gram Panchayats, including Ujjain, Omkareshwar, Maheshwar and Maihar, comes into effect today. A government official confirmed that all liquor shops and bars will be closed in the urban limits of Ujjain, Omkareshwar, Maheshwar, Mandaleshwar, Orcha, Maihar, Chitrakoot, Datia, Panna, Mandla, Multai, Mandsaur and Amarkantak. The liquor ban will also be imposed in the Gram Panchayat limits of Salkanpur, Kundalpur, Bandkatpur, Barman Khalan, Barman Khurd and Linga. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav said that the state government has declared these 19 urban and rural areas as completely sacred, imposing a total liquor ban within their jurisdiction.
बीते समय जब कैबिनेट के निर्णय हुआ था तब हमने कहा था कि हमारे राज्य के अंदर जो धार्मिक स्थान है वहां हम शराबबंदी करेंगे मुझे इस बात का संतोष है कि महेश्वर मंडलेश्वर ओंकारेश्वर पन्ना ओरछा उज्जैन ऐसे स्थानों पर शराबबंदी लागू की जाएगी कुल मिलाकर के शराबबंदी तो पहले भी थी लेकिन उसकी भूमिका परिसीमा स्पष्ट नहीं थी हमने परिसीमा स्पष्ट की.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle @AIRNewsAlerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Under Operation Brahma, 50 tons of humanitarian assistance and disaster relief (HADR) material carried by INS Satpura and INS Savitri were handed over to Myanmar authorities in Yangon yesterday. The relief materials were presented by India's ambassador to Myanmar, Abhay Thakur. In a social media post, Indian Embassy in Yangon stated that with 6 Indian Air Force aircrafts and 5 Indian Navy ships, India's large-scale first responder assistance has been delivered to Yangon, Naypyidaw and Mandalay. 3 more Indian Navy ships, INS Karmukh, INS Ghadiyal and LCU-52, are en route to Yangon with over 500 tons of additional aid material. Another JAFC-130 aircraft is also expected to land directly in Mandalay today with over 15 tons of HADR. A report.
India's assistance and response under Operation Brahma is guided by policies like Neighbourhood First, Act East and Sagar, in addition to India's age-old ties with Myanmar. As first responder to natural disasters in the region, India has swiftly mobilized emergency assistance, a team of rescue and medical professionals, relief materials including food, water, tents, medicines and essential supplies to assist Myanmar and its people from 29th of March. In a statement, the Embassy of India said that it is engaged with Myanmar authorities and stakeholders for continuing support in the weeks ahead as Myanmar assesses the full extent of the damage and begins its rehabilitation and recovery efforts. Meanwhile, the death toll in last week's devastating 7.7 magnitude earthquake in Myanmar has crossed 2,000. With Chirag Jha's report, Aishwarya Rai Nigam, Akashwani News, Delhi.
India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast above normal maximum temperatures over most parts of the country during April to June this year. IMD Director General Mrityunjay Mohapatra said the minimum temperatures will also be above normal in most regions during this period. He said from April to June, most parts of North and East India, Central India and the plains of Northwest India are expected to experience 2 to 4 more heatwave days than normal. Dr. Mohapatra said, usually India records 4 to 7 heatwave days from April to June.
अप्रैल में जून के गर्म मौसम ऋतु के दौरान दक्षिण प्रायद्वीप मध्य भारत पूर्व भारत और उत्तर पश्चिम भारत के मैदानी इलाकों के अधिकांश हिस्सों में सामान्य से अधिक हीटवेव होने का संभावना है. ईस्ट इंडिया और ईस्ट सेंट्रल इंडिया जैसे कि छत्तीसगढ़ उड़ीसा झारखंड ईस्ट यूपी बिहार एंड एडजनिंग एरियाज ऑफ गेस्ट वेस्ट बंगाल ये एक इलाका है और यहाँ गुजरात और इसका जो एडजनिंग एरिया ऑफ महाराष्ट्र इसमें ज्यादा हीटवेव होने का संभावना है.
Dr. Mohapatra said the rainfall during April this year is most likely to be normal. Rajgir in Bihar will host the Hero Asia Cup 2025 in August this year. Hockey India and the Bihar State Sports Authority signed a Memorandum of Understanding MOU in this regard at the Pataliputra Sports Complex in Patna. The tournament will take place from 29th of August to 7th of September at the recently developed Rajgir Hockey Stadium. This will be the second international sporting event hosted by Rajgir after the Women's Asian Champions Trophy in November last year, where India emerged victorious. The 12th edition of the Hero Asia Cup will witness the participation of 8 teams, including India, Pakistan, Japan, Korea, China and Malaysia. The remaining 2 teams will secure their spots through the qualifying tournament, the AHF Cup. President of Hockey India Dilip Tirki praised the spirit of Bihar government and the Bihar State Sports Authority for support to organizing big events.
यहाँ की सरकार काफी जोर से जुनून के साथ स्पोर्ट डेवलपमेंट के लिए और खिलाड़ी डेवलपमेंट के लिए आगे आ रहे हैं और फ्यूचर में हमें कॉन्फिडेंस है कि यहाँ से अच्छे प्लेयर देश के लिए निकलेंगे. बिहार गवर्नमेंट के साथ एशिया कप काफी इंपॉर्टेंट टूर्नामेंट होता है एशिया लेवल में. जो चैंपियन होता है वो डायरेक्ट क्वालिफाई करता है वर्ल्ड कप के लिए.
Hockey India Secretary General Bholanath Singh said ultimately Bihar is going to get benefits of such big tournaments as it will set up sports infrastructure in the state.
हीरो एशिया कप एशिया का सबसे बड़ा विश्व टूर्नामेंट है. इतने बड़ा टूर्नामेंट का आयोजन बिहार में आयोजित हो रहा है तो बिहार के लिए हम लोग सभी के लिए पूरे हिंदुस्तान के लिए बहुत गर्व की बात है. एक इंटरनेशनल टूर्नामेंट कराने से नेशनल टूर्नामेंट कराने से आपकी सुविधाएं भी उसी स्तर की होती है. आपका ग्राउंड आपका सारा सिस्टम उसी स्टैंडर्ड का लाना होता है. आने वाले समय में आपके बिहार के खिलाड़ियों को ही काम आएंगे.
Moving to further updates from the world of sports, in IPL T20 cricket, Mumbai Indians defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 8 wickets in Mumbai last night. We have more from our correspondent.
The home team at the iconic Wankhede Stadium comfortably chased down the target in just 12.5 overs. Mumbai's opener Ryan Rickleton led the chase with an unbeaten 62 runs, while Suryakumar Yadav followed up with a rapid 27 from just 9 balls to seal the victory. However, all eyes were on debutant Ashwini Kumar, who took 4 wickets and packed KKR's batting lineup for just 116 runs. He also got the Player of the Match award. In today's fixture, Lucknow Super Giants will face Punjab Kings in Lucknow from 7:30 p.m. Next update is from West Indies cricket, where Test captain Craig Brathwaite stepped down from his role in the longest format, with his successor yet to be announced. On the other hand, ODI captain Shai Hope has also been named the skipper of the T20 side, replacing Rovman Powell in the role. Moving to Menorca Open Tennis, India's top seeds Jeevan Nedoucherian and his partner Vijay Sundar Prashant will be in action against Italian pair of Matteo Vavasori and Andre Vavasori in the men's doubles pre-quarterfinals at Spain this evening. Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The 3-day Vikasit Bharat Youth Parliament by the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports will kick off in New Delhi today. Like traditional youth parliament, the event will serve as a powerful platform to connect young individuals with politics and public policy, fostering their engagement in governance and nation building. For the first time since COVID-19, all 300 district nodal rounds were conducted in person, and over 75,000 young people from every state and union territory submitted their video entries through the MY Bharat portal. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Pramod. Government considers moving bill on Waqf in Parliament this week, headlines the Asian Age. The Hindu headlines, opposition fueling fear over Waqf bill, says Rijiju. The papers add that Rijiju urges opposition to study bill and not to mislead Muslims with rumours. The Tribune headlines, Modi to lead nation in 2029, BJP junks PM's retirement talk. The paper adds that the ruling BJP stated that it was inappropriate to discuss succession when the patriarch of the family is alive. Almost all papers report on the IMD predicting record heat waves in April to June. Heat wave warnings ahead, headlines a pioneer. The Statesman states, summer set to be warmer, but El Nino unlikely during next monsoon. And the Indian Express says, above normal temperatures, more heat wave days this summer. And finally, a story in the Hindustan Times says that following the success of the winter bird survey, Delhi Forest Department is set to launch a month-long summer census in May to document the avian species across the capital. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold talks with President of Chile, Gabriel Boric Font, in New Delhi today. President Draupadi Murmu to attend closing ceremony of RBI's 90th anniversary celebrations in Mumbai. Liquor ban in 19 religious cities and some gram panchayats in Madhya Pradesh comes into force today. India hands over another consignment of 50 tons of relief material to Myanmar under Operation Brahma. IMD forecasts above normal maximum temperatures in most parts of the country during April to June this year. and Rajgir in Bihar to host Asia Cup Hockey 2025 in August this year. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.